Hello, I'm Mira Nabulsi, Multimedia Editor and Webinar Moderator for xtalks.com, and welcome to this edition of xtalks Vitals. The Pan Cancer Project started around two decades ago when a group of scientists wanted to develop studies in cancer research on a global scale. About 5 years ago, a large group of international researchers got together and decided to coordinate a uniform sequencing and analysis of whole cancer genomes. Today, we speak with Dr. Lincoln Stein, head of adaptive oncology at the Ontario Institute of Cancer Research and member of the Pan Cancer Project, who speaks more on this project. Take a listen as we delve in deeper into the research.
About the last two decades, cancer researchers have come to realize that cancer is fundamentally a disease of the genome. Then over the last decade and a half, about 14 years, we've been able to sequence the genomes of individual cancers. The problem with all the studies to date has been that the sequencing is not the whole genome, it's only the protein coding genes. While this has yielded a lot of information, and it in fact has really revolutionized how we diagnose and treat cancer, still the protein coding portion of the genome is only 1% of the entire genome. And so trying to paint a comprehensive portrait of the cancer with only 1% of the genome to work on is like trying to put together a jigsaw puzzle that has tens of thousands of pieces and you only have one hundredth of the pieces, and you don't have a box with a picture on it to guide you.
The project resulted in a set of 2,600 cancers from diverse common cancer types. They performed whole genome sequencing, created an analysis, and spent a few more years going through the data set.
It's about 800 terabytes, and I think that works out to a Netflix high-definition movie running continuously for 40 years.
This shows that there is a large amount of data that scientists had to go through in order to make sense of it all. So how did you handle all of this?
There are a whole bunch of interesting stories here. The interesting technical story is that the data set is too large for individual researchers to download. So instead of putting everything on a central server and asking researchers to download it, we set up a series of compute clouds around the world. And we mirrored the data on these cloud compute centers, and then researchers logged into their local cloud analysis center and ran their analytic programs within that environment.
That's very interesting. Now my next question is, how did you make sense of all this data?
Well, really we've only started to scratch the surface, but we had several hundred computational biologists sign up to work on the data set, and we organized them into a series of working groups, each working group looking at a different aspect of the cancer genome.
After the working group looked at the various different aspects of the cancer genome, conference calls were made over 2 years where results were shared and connections were made, compiling a number of easy-to-follow stories that were then turned into papers and published in Nature. With data sets and information this large, challenges did arise. Let's take a listen to one of the challenges the project encountered as described by Dr. Stein.
The issue we ran into was quality control. There were many, many artifacts in the data set. We, in fact, started out with about 3,000 patients and their tumors. And after quality control, this dropped to 2,600. And every reason that you could possibly think of, and a lot that we didn't think of, were contributed to the tumors that didn't pass quality control. So, for example, we had a project from a country where they were also had a veterinary school doing pig genome sequencing, and there was a swap, and a human tumor when we sequenced it, turned out to be pig DNA.
So after finishing this phase of the project, where do you see the future of genomic research heading?
Well, so what we're aiming at is to find the right therapy for each tumor. The basic challenge with cancer is that you give them the same therapy, one of them will have a fantastic response and the other won't respond at all, because there are fundamental differences in those two cancer genomes that we're not aware of. We are trying to catalog each pattern of change in the cancer genome and to understand how that particular pattern affects the tumor's response to therapy or to a particular therapy. And so we're trying to create a knowledge base and a decision support system that allows clinicians, using the genomic information from the patient's tumor, to select the therapy that has the highest chance of success and will have the lowest chance of side effects. Because what we want to avoid is giving a toxic therapy to a patient who won't benefit from it. We want to give them the right therapy.
Although this is the first steps of the project, this creates an image of where the next series of studies are heading, and involving a large cohort of patients to further the study. And that's the latest on xtalks.com. To find out more on this story, read the article below as we continue this conversation with Dr. Lincoln Stein.